Okay. Good. All right. So, Mr. Santhi, why don't you walk us through this project and we'll go through board comments.
Sure. This is Anthony Santhi. I'm with Decker Parrish Sabatini Architects. This is a sketch plat review for a project located on Louisiana, on the corner of Louisiana and America's Parkway. And specifically to discuss multiple easements in and around the property that we may be modifying. Okay, there's a site plan. I'm just now seeing it. So like I said, there's multiple easements on this property. We're looking to relocate some of them. I've actually sent an updated site plan just this afternoon based on comments I received yesterday and some further design development, and we've made some minor changes here. So initially we were looking at needing to modify the north access easement that exists along the northern property line there. That's an easement for America's Parkway. We had a follow-up PRT meeting with Jean, and she stated that we were able to modify our drive aisle to be 22 feet wide, the minor drive aisle on the far north. And so that gets us out of that access easement. So we'll no longer be needing to make any modifications to that easement. There's also an existing drainage easement on the east side of the property. It's the 40-foot wide dimension you see there on the east side. Now that is for a 7-foot diameter underground storm drain pipe. We are not going to be modifying that easement as well. There was comments from Water Authority as to whether or not that would be impacted, and we're not planning on modifying that at all. And that easement is not for any sort of surface flow. Again, it's an underground pipe. And then lastly, there are some existing PNM easements on the south side of the property you see there. And we have confirmed with PNM that those were there to provide power and communications specifically to this property. So it would not be an issue to relocate those as necessary for our project.
This is Maggie Gould, thank you. Let's go through board comments, Water Authority.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So just to clarify, you're not adjusting any of the easements on America's Parkway or Winrock Loop, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So that kind of takes care of the comments that I had regarding, you know, existing, because our water lines are in those right. Alleys, so, or those corridors. I have no comment then. Let me see. No. Nope. I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. Any development on this site must comply with the site development plan for a subdivision on file. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Parks.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Louisiana Boulevard is a community principal arterial, and America's Parkway is a major collector, which both require street trees if development is applicable per IDO section 56B. When looking at the aerial photo, it appears that most of the perimeter has trees. However, the southwest part of the property appears to be lacking street trees. So I just wanted to mention that for the plans going forward.
Sure, and this is Anthony Santi again. Regarding that, this site is unique on the southwest corner. Louisiana Boulevard slopes up towards the freeway, and our property is about 6 feet below the sidewalk at that corner, and there's a vertical retaining wall retaining the sidewalk along that side of the street. So the existing condition is it doesn't allow for the street trees over there, although they do exist on the northwest and along America's Parkway on the north side.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So I just want to be clear, are you replacing the existing building?
Yes.
Sorry, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I believe that because of the investment that you would meet the required applicability, requirements to meet the landscape section. So you may have to put in a planter in that area to allow for the street trees or something if unless there is, some other type of like some variance or something that would keep you from providing them.
This is Maggie Gould. They could look at a variance. They could also look at an alternate landscaping plan where the number of trees they would have needed to provide there is provided somewhere else on the site.
We can look at those, and would that be more part of the site development plan rather than the platting action, correct?
This is Mikey Gould. Yes, if you were going to do an alternate landscaping plan or a variance to the landscaping ordinance, then yes, those would be as part of your site development plan.
Okay.
There, and this is Maggie Gould. Ms. Sommerfeld, do you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Right, hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the adjustment of the access easement or the variance to the zone district. Please note, for future development shown on the plan, an approved grading and drainage plan will be required. Any of the following conditions is met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed building, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Thank you. Transportation?
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I just wanted to make sure that through a platting action, we kept the public sidewalk within public right-of-way and anything private within the private property. There seems to be an issue there at the southwest corner of the site. I had brought it up earlier. That looks like it needs some adjustment there just to make sure all the public sidewalk is within public right-of-way. If a site plan's not going to be submitted through DRB for approval, a traffic circulation layout shall be needed prior to building permit.
On the southwest corner, Windrock Loop.
Excuse me, this is Maggie Gould. Mr. Santi, if you could just go ahead and identify yourself when you speak, I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, sorry about that. This is Anthony Santi again. Windrock Loop is a private access drive. Those are the existing property lines. I don't know what, are you just talking about rounding it off at the corner to?
I think, yes, it looks like there needs to be a rounding off, and it does look like as though the property line does need to be adjusted maybe 1 or 2 foot to the east just to make sure that entire sidewalk is within the public right-of-way.
Okay, and again, that's an existing condition. You're just asking us to update the property boundary to be to the back of the sidewalk?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. And so I think, so this is Maggie Gould. So planning, just again, as Carl said, there's an approved master plan for Windrock. So you will need to amend this plan to show this development. And then all of your variances will go through ZHE, and then we defer to transportation on the easement. And then if you are going to do the alternate landscaping plan, those are basically treated the same way that an administrative amendment is, and those will go to Jim Zaranda. And so if you end up doing that, you can coordinate with us further. Do you have any additional questions for the board?
Yeah, this is Anthony Santi. I had one question. Now that we've started this process, we've already had our PRT meetings and this sketch plot review, does this tie us to the 2018 IDO? I know the 2019 starts in November, correct?
Sure, this is Maggie Gould. The PRT and the sketch plat are both advisory. So the rules that are in place when you submit for your building permit or you're, if you have to do this as a site plan DRB, those are the rules that your development will be held to. So the PRT and the sketch plat don't tie you to the current rules.
It'd be the application for the site development.
It's the application for the site development plan or for building permit.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
This is David with the Water Authority. I wanted to add something. Because it's a new development, please request an availability statement prior to development. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. I believe that brings us to item number 17, PR 2020-004595. And it looks like we had, there you are, Juanita. I'm so sorry. I was looking for your little JAG logo. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. Go ahead and briefly tell us about this project and we'll go through board comments.
Okay. Thank you all. So this is a sketch plat for an area off of a tramway near Academy. And so it's a four parcel site that we're hoping to create 11 lots out of. And so, and it's a kind of a unique situation in that it had RD zoning before the IDO and now has PD zoning. So we are also trying to, along with getting comments for the sketch plat, also trying to get confirmation as to what the process would be for getting a site plan approval. Our belief, based on the PRT notes that we forwarded to you all on Friday, indicates that we have to go through, or that we could go through, the DRB for that site plan approval. But I'm hoping that, you know, we can get clarification on that with your comments. But yeah, that's what we're proposing.
All right, thank you. This is Maggie Gould. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority.
This is David Charis, the Water Authority. Availability statement 201007 has been requested and is currently being researched. This will provide conditions for service and an executed copy is required prior to approval. An extension of public water and public sanitary sewer infrastructure will be likely required along proposed walkerway to serve the proposed lots. Public water and public sanitary sewer easements require a minimum of 25 feet. Exclusively, easements must not be bisected by the property line. Please show the entirety of the existing lots that are affected by the plat. An infrastructure list will be required for these items once the availability statement does spell those out. Thank you.
Okay, so I guess I was kind of wanting to know about the public water and public sanitary sewer requirement being exclusive. So you're saying that cannot be tied in with the right-of-way or any other easements?
So is it being dedicated as right-of-way? Maybe I missed that.
So there is some areas that are within the 11 lots that will be not dedicated right-of-way, but proposed as private easement. So.
Okay, typically we do like, exclusive easements for water and sewer. There are times when we have had non-exclusive easements, but if there's no other option, so we could talk about it.
Okay.
Once the requirements are set.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement?
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. What contextual lot size standards will not apply to this lot because it is zone PD. And I don't have any further additional comments at this time.
Thank you, Parks.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. The bikeway master plan shows an existing multi-purpose trail on the west side of tramway. So if development encroaches or comes near to that
multi-purpose trail, we would want you to coordinate with PRD and NMDOT.
Thanks. All right, so just to get clarification on that, so you're saying if there's a if it's close enough to those trails that there should be like some sort of connection, is that what you're envisioning or thinking? From the development?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. What type of development are you proposing?
So it's residential. It's 11 residential lots.
We do, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We often request connections to existing trails, but it's not always feasible or in the interest of the city. So it depends. We would have to review the site plan, but that may be required.
That may be a requirement. Okay. And how wide would that connection, if there was a requirement for a 6 foot or a connection, a pedestrian connection, is it typically like 6 feet or something, or is there a particular width?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. That's a great question. I think the width varies depending on the type of trail being provided and whether or not it is, ADA accessible. It depends on a lot of different factors. Typically, a asphalt multi-purpose trail like that is, 12 to 15 feet wide, but I don't believe that a connection to that would be, need to be the same. So I'm sorry, right now I would just need more information to be able to answer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved grading and drainage plan prior to approval of preliminary plat or site plan for subdivision. The infrastructure list will be needed for preliminary plat and will be dependent on the approved grading and drainage plan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Sidewalk is required along the site boundaries when fronting a roadway, as well as along the proposed roadway that you are creating. We'll need to have it wide enough to match DPM specifications. Currently for private ways, you're allowed up to 8 lots. When you create an easement, anything above that, the DPM states to move to a public roadway. We might have to have more discussions about that outside of the meeting. Also, we need to have a sufficient turnaround. We provided you some turnaround examples. That might not be big enough. We need to have it big enough for a fire truck turnaround. Let's see. Because the site borders the DOT right-of-way, tramway, DOT might have specific requests for this site. I think Cheryl already brought up the trail. Any work in Tramway Boulevard shall need approval from the DOT, a permit. So I think that concludes all of my comments.
Thank you. So you indicated that anything more than 8 lots requires the road to become a public right-of-way, is that correct?
Correct, or you might even request a waiver since you're not, far off from that requirement.
Well, and the thing of it is that, there are other roads that are in the subdivision to the west of this. Mm-hmm. That are all private streets. So I didn't know if the engineer was asking whether or not a private street can connect to a public street, considering that all the roads to the east, to the west of it, as you can see from what's showing on the screen, all of those roads are private streets. So mm-hmm. Would that be another argument for a waiver?
Oh, yes. I think I understand what you're saying now. For some reason, I missed this certain layout. I apologize in the submittal. So yes, of course.
Okay, so we would possibly qualify for a waiver to have it be a private street because of what's happening surrounding it.
I think so.
Okay. Okay, and then let's see, there was another question. Let me see here. So it says, is a turnaround on McKay Way needed? So McKay Way is, I'm not sure if you could, Jay, kind of zoom in that area. McKay Way is kind of is south of this, of where the proposed, yes. So, you know, looking at the proposed site plan, it wasn't clear to the engineer as to whether or not a turnaround would be needed along McKay Way as well.
So normally anything over 150 feet, it looks like it's shown as 290, does require a turnaround. But I think we may need to look at this a little bit more closer and meet offline, I think, on this one. This one is a little bit unusual.
Okay, because, sorry, Jay, can you go back to that aerial? So if you look at the way it's laid out now, there are houses to the south of it that are not part of the development that appear to have connections off of McKay Way right now. So our development would be north of that, but you know, I guess the and I'm not sure exactly, we haven't exactly established how the houses would be oriented, but we believe they would be along Walker Way, which is proposed to the north. Where Walker Way is, it would just be an extension of that.
Okay, yes, I think, let me take a closer look at that with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This is Maggie Gould. So planning had our standard plat comments. And then I'm somewhat confused by some of the PRT notes because this would be a major subdivision because of its size. But my understanding is that PD site plans go through the Environmental Planning Commission, and so that you would either be going through the EPC for a rezoning or for a PD site plan.
Okay, so are there any instances where site plans go through the DRB, in instances where they would normally have gone through the DRB prior to the IDO?
Not that I'm aware of. This is Maggie Gould. My understanding is that if, so that PD zone is on that property because this was previously an RD, some number of DUs per acre property?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so there wasn't an existing site plan that would have had any kind of dimensional standards or anything on it that we could refer back to. So you have a PD zone without a site plan. And again, I think if you wanted to put a house on each one of those lots, you would be able to pull that permit through code enforcement. But if you want to subdivide it, you're going to have to either change the underlying zoning or go through the EPC for a PD site plan. And I will defer to code enforcement on that, but I was just looking right now through the PD zone and through the definition of site plan DRB, and I am not seeing anything that would let us do a site plan and a plat through DRB at the same time. And if I'm missing something, Carl, please tell me.
I'm looking for PD right now.
Sorry, while you're looking, Carl, just wanted to say that the PRT notes, because we did have that question. We needed clarification as to what the process would be, whether or not it would be through EPC or would be through DRB. And the comments that we received from the latest PRT notes indicate that it would be through DRB.
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, I saw that note, and that's what I'm having confusion about, because I don't see anything in the IDO that would put you in the site plan DRB category.
This is Carl with Code Enforcement. Did it mention the EPC for zone change on your PRT notes?
Yes, it did say for zone changes, but we're not seeking a zone change. We're just wanting to get a site plan approval.
Yeah, Carl Garcia, Code Enforcement, that could have been an error, Juanita, as far as the comment regarding the DRB.
Okay, so the official comments from DRB is that it would be through the EPC, initiated through the EPC.
This is Maggie Gould. I'll defer to Code Enforcement, but I believe that what you're saying is you either need a site plan through EPC or a zone change through EPC, and then you can come to DRB for your platting action.
Okay.
Yeah, and Carl with Code Enforcement, I just need to look at this a little bit closer before I give you an answer on that, so I can.
You can get back to
one of my staff can reach out to you offline.
Perfect. Thank you, Carl.
And I'll double check, Carl with Code Enforcement, I'll relook at the PRT notes as well.
Thank you. Good. This is Maggie Gould again. Do you, Juanita, do you have anything further for us?
No, that's it, Maggie. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you for your patience. All right. That